Derek.
Hey, Miles, what's up?
Good morning, world.
Well, it is actually about 9:30 p.m. on Sunday evening.
Oh, I've lost track of time. I've been following the John accident. So.
Yeah, you told me you're glued to all three of the major cable news channels there. CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News Now, or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I was flipping around last night. You know who I saw?
Your wife?
No. No, I saw your wife, actually.
Oh.
No. I saw Charles Napier.
All right. We did a show about him just a couple weeks ago.
A good friend of our show, Charles Napier, the great actor.
Character actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played, he was in BJ and the Bear way back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Greg Evigan there.
Yeah.
So what was he doing?
He was on TNN with Joe Bob Briggs.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about the Blues Brothers.
Professor Joe Bob or whatever is his deal right now.
Yeah.
He's doing like a summer film, get to know movies or something.
Right,
on
right.
On TNT.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was on there, huh?
Yeah.
Say anything interesting?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
But he was on there, and we have a picture of him signed.
Yes.
To you, myself.
Yeah.
To listen to the Static show here on the internet.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to you. You didn't quite get the interview.
Yeah, well, that'll come next.
Oh, okay. Is he going to be back in town?
Maybe.
Just drive around in Iowa doing interviews with no-name people in rinky-dink towns?
Maybe if you come up, McCoy's. How's that?
Oh, the McCoy's.
We'll go interview the McCoy's
up top. Hey, all right. I'm up for that.
All right.
We'll go and we'll talk to each one of them individually. So
okay.
It'll take all day.
They got to be talking by now.
Oh, I'm sure. They're at least gurgling.
Yeah.
Which is probably exactly what their parents are doing.
Point.
So, what's going on?
Oh, I
You're very fond of yourself, I see.
Yeah. I was talking to a guy named Joe tonight.
A guy named Joe?
Yeah.
Joe who?
No, I'm not going to fall for that joke. I was going to say Joe Mama, but... No, I was over at my father-in-law's house tonight.
Oh, yeah?
And they've got a big project going on, building a garage and such.
Did they have a garage before?
No.
So they're getting a brand new garage?
Yeah.
So where did he park his car before this garage project?
Just on the side of the road, in front of the house.
Wow. Well, this will be real nice.
So, yeah, it's almost done.
Yeah, it's like one of those prefab deals?
No, it's like a big three-car garage.
Wow, has he got more than one car?
Yeah, he does.
What's he doing with three cars?
Well, he doesn't have three cars.
What's he need a three-car garage for?
He's got a boat and an RV and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh, this guy's decked out.
Yeah.
So he's building the garage and he's talking to a guy named Joe.
Yeah, this guy named Joe's been helping out around there a lot, you know?
Probably because you won't.
Well, that's another story for another night.
You know, Miles, I could tell Joe to go home if you would be a good son-in-law and help me out.
But... I was like Dr. Smith on Lost in Space. Oh, my bad back! Oh, my back! Ah, delicate.
Well, yeah. So Miles, would you quit hitting your own thumb with that hammer? Get the hell out of here. Joe, come back.
I'm talking to this Joe guy. He looks about, I don't know, about late 30s, maybe 40 tops, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, he looks like a decent guy, you know? So I thought he's normal.
Is he just wandering to the neighborhood helping people put up garages or what?
Yeah,
sounds like he's a transient or something.
You're getting close.
Okay.
So, I'm talking to the guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, I used to live in Illinois, you know, in, you know, the south side of Chicago and up by Elgin.
Okay.
And so I'm joking around saying, well, you didn't live in that big brick building off of Route 31, which is actually the state mental hospital. I was joking around.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, no, nothing like that.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, I left there like 20 years ago, and then I went over to California for 3 years.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, I don't know. I go, where did you live there? He goes, oh, San Jose. I'm like, oh, okay.
Do you know the way?
Huh?
Did you do the song
no,
for him?
No, no, no. But anyway, I kept joking about, you know, him living, you know, on the south side and in Elgin, you know, and all this stuff, you know. I said, yeah, you didn't live in the nut house where it says don't pick up the hitchhikers, right, or nothing, you know. That's where it is, you know. The head loony bin in Illinois is in Elgin.
In Elgin, okay, I didn't know that.
So anyway, we're joking around about that kind of stuff.
He didn't hitchhike out of Elgin, did he?
Huh?
He didn't hitchhike out of Elgin.
No, he did not, no.
Because, you know, you're not supposed to pick people up, you said.
And, anyway, I didn't think too much about it, and, he kept, you know, telling my father-in-law how he had to be home at 8 o'clock, you know. He's like, oh, I gotta be home at 8, you know.
Did he have, like, an ankle bracelet on or anything like that?
Well, you're getting close.
Did he have any strange tics or twitches or anything?
You're getting close. You're getting close. So, anyway, we get home.
Did he have to have a toothpick in his mouth at all times?
Well, you're getting close, and,
Well, crap, when am I gonna hit it?
We get home tonight, and I tell my wife what had happened, and she goes, well, you know that guy just got out of prison, and he's in a halfway house, don't you? And I'm like, ooh, I didn't know that.
Oh, where's my wife?
Yeah, son of a bitch. Here I am joking about, you know, the guy's in an insane asylum or something, and he's done time in the joint, you know?
Hey, what was his crime, Beretta?
You know, I didn't ask.
You didn't find that out. I was in California evading the police in Illinois.
But isn't there a prison in San Jose?
Oh, there's prisons everywhere, man.
In California?
There could be, like, a big correctional facility.
I think there is.
Yeah. Isn't Attica there? Where's Attica?
No, I think it's New York.
Yeah, I know. That's in New York.
But you think that would have come up in conversation, like, hey, you know, I'm a prisoner.
Well, it's not the kind of thing that you necessarily want to just put out there.
You know, I did some time in Joliet, you know.
He doesn't roll up his sleeve and say, hey, look at my new tattoo, Miles.
Yeah, he didn't have that, you know, the gay prison mustache or nothing. I don't know.
Tell me, how do you know what the great gay prison mustache looks like? Have you seen it up close and personal or what?
I just happen to know, okay? Don't ask me how I know, I just know.
You know it by touch?
Flavor saver.
You know, I think you had a gay prison mustache.
I've seen a few in my day, so I know what they look like.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I probably offended the poor guy. Not really. Huh?
So, yeah, really, you're just going on and on about being locked up in a mental institution.
Yeah, not realizing the poor guy's got an 8 o'clock curfew and all this stuff. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Miles, you think you could pick a lock on maybe a radio transmitting device that attaches to an ankle?
Yeah, sure, why?
Hey, what's this cool thing? You got headphones for that?
Boy, I wish I could have a new stereo.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Well, I haven't had any encounters like that, but I had an interesting ordeal this past week.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember what day it was. I think it was Thursday evening.
Yeah.
I'll do a little setup for you. You've been to my house here.
Yes.
And we have kind of a small bathroom. It was probably one of the first, maybe like the second generation of houses that were designed with bathrooms in them or something.
Yeah, I'll vouch for that.
Yeah, it's really tiny, right?
Yeah.
And so we are trying to maximize on space, and so I put this shelf above the mirror, the medicine cabinet.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty high up, and it's not really that functional for people who are shorter. And I put it up there when we moved in. It's been like 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm reading my latest issue of Premier Magazine.
You weren't on the toilet.
I was doing some business.
Oh.
I was laying some cable.
Oh.
I
was,
whatever metaphor. You think of a couple for me.
Pinching a loaf.
Yeah, pinching. There you go, pinching a loaf. I'm doing my business on the toilet there.
Yeah.
And you know, there's not much space, and so, like, the sink's right in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, could wash your hands at the same time you're taking a crap.
Oh, you're doing duty.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there reading my new issue of Premiere.
Yeah.
Which has Brad Pitt and Ed.
You weren't getting aroused, were you?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't getting aroused. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up, though. You know, I got this big Brad Pitt fetish, and so you got to say that and tell everybody about it. No, but I was reading Premiere, which I, you know, I'm totally enthralled with, and I start hearing this noise.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like either a cat faintly scratching at the door.
It wasn't a rat coming through the plumbing.
You know, I didn't even think about that. Thank you very much.
I'm a scrotum!
Honey, come here and beat the rat off my scrotum. No, or like an insect buzzing. And so I look up from my magazine, and I'm looking up toward the ceiling to see if there's like a fly or something.
Yeah.
And boom! The shelf and its contents comes flying at me. Standing up at the same time that the shelf's coming down, I get hit right in the chest with about 2 years worth of, you know, toiletries and things that just get left in there, you know.
Yeah.
Cocoa butter lotion. And I mean, it's just an explosion of toilet paper rolls and tampons.
No. And
yeah.
You haven't wiped either, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I was still in the.
No.
I was in the middle of things. So then my wife yells up from downstairs. What was that?
Yeah.
Oh, the shelf fell down, and so I finished. I just sat there in this big pile of crap here. well, not literally.
Yeah.
This toilet paper rolls and you know, pads and shampoo and shaving cream.
Yeah.
All around me, and finished up and read my magazine.
Yeah.
But I could not believe that thing come out of the wall after 2 years. It was totally frightening.
But, I mean, what triggered it, though?
What triggered it?
Yeah.
Well, I just put a brand new 4-pack of toilet paper on the shelf. I guess it was kind of...
The mega rolls?
Yeah, the big rolls.
Oh.
You know, okay. I only get the double rolls anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they last longer, number one.
Yeah.
And I started on those when my wife was pregnant because, you know, the toilet paper was disappearing faster than, you know.
Oh, boy.
Small planes over the Atlantic.
Oh, but, that's not right.
Yeah.
That is not right.
But it was just horrible. I couldn't believe it, especially in midstream. It wouldn't have been so bad if I was, like, brushing my teeth.
Oh,
man,
boy.
If I wouldn't have stood up, I would have got it right in the head.
Oh, boy.
I probably would have got knocked out right there on the crapper.
Wow.
Me and the king. You know.
Wow. That sounds like that scene from Lethal Weapon where...
Yeah, Danny Glover. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to jump into the tub. Yeah,
yeah, well, it wasn't quite that bad because it wasn't a bomb, but...
Well, underneath you, maybe.
Yeah, I took a hit. I took a hit right in the chest. Yeah. I'm telling you. I'm glad that everything hit the bowl. Everything coming out of me stayed right in line. You know?
Did anything fall into the toilet where you had to fish it out?
No, amazingly enough, nothing did. But evidently there was a bunch of stuff in the shower that I didn't see whenever I cleaned up. And my wife's like, I'm finding stuff all this week. We fell off of that shelf.
I found the back of an airplane seat in here.
A shirt pocket.
Oh.
But, no, that was just... You know, horrendous. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't put a shelf back up there.
That's a horrible
We got toilet
story.
Paper stacked all over the place in there.
That's horrible.
We need one of those cozy things that looks like a cow's head like you guys got.
Yeah.
Like a little spindle.
Yeah.
The big toilet paper dildo you guys got in your
bed. Jealous?
Hey, your overnight guest didn't find that whenever she was there, did she?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
That's probably a good thing.
No, she probably had that new vibrator you can get.
What's that?
I saw this advertisement. This is going to be a little bit off the subject, but I saw this. It's a vibrator, and it clips onto your index finger.
Oh, I've seen that. It's like got some Japanese name.
Yeah, I thought, well, I'm out the pasture now. I don't know about you, but...
Oh, goodness.